Good evening, fellow Wahoos, and welcome, ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host, Jim Hobgood. I think Jim is feeling a little bit better this week, thankfully.
A little better. We need to change that script a little bit.
Okay.
Trusty, tall, intelligent, good-looking. We need a few more adjectives.
No more adjectives. As always, we take you behind the scenes to take a closer look at UVA athletics. Spring football practice is well underway. Three UVA sports teams in Charlottesville are still number one in the nation.
Depending on what poll you look at.
The baseball team, the tennis team, and the lacrosse team continue to roll along. And a former Wahoo golfer is preparing to play in the Masters for the very first time. More on that shortly.
This is Hobbo. We have another big show lined up for you tonight. We are delighted to have UVA associate head football coach and defensive coordinator Jim Reed will be joining us in the first half hour. And as Frank alluded to, we have PGA golfer and former Wahoo. I guess you're always a Wahoo. You know,
right.
Still a Wahoo.
Right.
Former active Wahoo, Steve Marino. And as Frank indicated, he'll be playing in his first Masters, not this week, but next week. He'll be joining us in the second half hour. So we'll be talking a little college football, spring practice style, and also the world of professional golf. In the meantime, Frank will tell you how you can follow the program.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage our listeners to send comments via email to who's talking@sportsradio910.com or call in to 345-0910. That's 345-0910. Previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. We also have a Facebook page set up, so search Who's Talking and become a fan. Your questions and comments are always welcome.
Well, Frank, the UVA football team has been practicing hard, say it that way in honor of our first guest. Since March 15th, seven of the practices were open to the public, and there's also been an open scrimmage at ODU Stadium last Saturday. And, of course, the spring football game/festival is on Saturday, April the 10th. So right in the middle of that building project or rebuilding project, depending on how you want to look at it, is none other than our friend Jim Reed, who we will introduce in a couple of moments and have him on the air.
So
how is spring practice going? What did you think about the Norfolk activity last Saturday?
Well, based upon firsthand reports that I've read and some of the folks I interviewed, it sounds like it was a pretty successful event. A lot of team drills initially, and then towards the end they had a controlled scrimmage, which I think the fans really enjoyed. Estimates were between 2,300 spectators, maybe as many as 3,000. Based upon feedback that I've heard, it was well received. There were a lot of high school football players there watching the game, and quite a few of the top recruits were there, and I think the coaching staff was pleased with that sort of turnout and probably pleased with the chance to take the team on the road, so to speak, and basically perform what would be a dry run as almost you would do in a road game.
Oh, I thought it was a stroke of public relations genius. You know, John Oliver, the associate athletic director, gets credit for the idea, and of course they cleared it through the NCAA. Interesting. In the paper over the weekend, Paul Woody's column, I'm sure you saw that, basically indicating that this, while legal, should not be something that should continue to be legal. So it was interesting. How did you read his comments in that regard?
You know, sometimes writers are forced to dig deeper than necessary, and although I respect Paul immensely, I think most of his points, why should Virginia be penalized for being creative? Working within the rules, the whole activity was pre-approved by the NCAA. What's the big deal? They stayed in state. It's not like they crossed state boundaries and held the thing like in Knoxville or Chapel Hill or something. And, you know, too bad nobody else thought of it before.
Well, I think it's like everything else. If taken to excess, it probably wouldn't be a good idea. But I think it was a tremendous idea on the part of the athletic department, particularly given Coach London and the coaching staff being new, trying to reestablish relationships with players and coaches in that section of the state. So I just thought it was a terrific idea. Whether they'll do it again in the future remains to be seen, but certainly great public relations. And I think, well, we'll see down the road whether it really provides dividends from a recruiting standpoint, but certainly from a PR standpoint, I think really good.
Well, you know, economically, with things the way they are today, that would preclude teams from doing this on any sort of regular basis. This is a rare opportunity and sort of an interesting situation. Anyway, why don't we do this while we're trying to catch up with Coach Reed on the phone? He's probably just getting out of practice. Coach Reed is the UVA associate head football coach and also the defensive coordinator. And I believe if you had to ask him point blank, he'd probably tell you he's also the academic coordinator.
Yeah, he's taken on the academic role, and that's something that he relishes because he certainly did that as the head coach at Richmond.
He grew up up north at Medford, Mass. High School in 1968. He played football in high school. He went to the University of Maine and graduated in 1973. And believe it or not, he was a safety when he played in at the University of Maine. I guess they're the Black Bears.
The Maine Black Bears, absolutely.
Later on, he became a grad assistant at Massachusetts for 2 years. Became an assistant coach at Mass for 11 years. Then he became the head coach in 86, where he eventually matriculated and became the defensive coordinator at the University of Richmond, where both Jim and I got to meet him and got to know him in more recent years. He also went back to Boston College as the defensive coordinator in 1994, came back eventually after some stints at Syracuse and Bucknell. Obviously, he traveled quite a bit, where he then came back, became the head football coach at University of Richmond from 1995 to 2003. I believe he was the coach of the year in that conference twice.
Yeah, 98 and 2000.
And then he eventually left and went to VMI, which I think caught me a little bit off guard. He was a head coach there for 2 years, and that made my brother and all the brother rat keydets around Richmond very happy to see Coach Reed down at VMI. Then he made his jump in 2008 to the Miami Dolphins, where I believe he was the outside linebackers coach, where he remained until 2010. And Mike London called him from Charlottesville and said, "Hey, I'm the head coach up here," and they obviously have a great working relationship, and they're very fond and respectful of each other. Now he's up in Charlottesville in a very important role for UVA.
Yeah, and I think Virginia's lucky to have him. I think Coach London was hired by Coach Reed as an assistant when Coach Reed was the head coach at Richmond, so their relationship goes back a number of years. Jim Reed as a head coach for 6 years at Mass, at Richmond for 8 years, and at VMI. So he has head coaching experience at the collegiate level at three different locations, the NFL background. Virginia, really fortunate to have him in the capacity that he has. And, I mean, you know, as Frank said, those of us in Richmond got a chance to meet and know Jim Reed while he was here at the University of Richmond. And the three words that come to my mind about Jim Reed are character, integrity, and leadership.
Absolutely.
And between he and Coach London, I'm not sure we can recruit, but if I was the parent of a young man thinking about going to play college football somewhere, I can't imagine a better place to go than the University of Richmond if Mike London and Jim Reed are going to be there to mentor your son through his college years.
Very good. I think what we're going to do right now for just a moment, I did attend a spring practice Friday or two back, and a couple things I noticed, you know, at that practice. Number one, there's a lot of spirit on the field there, you know, on the turf field right there next to old U-Haul. Very impressive the way all the kids seemed very motivated. They seemed to be hustling. It was pretty clear that Quentin Hunter was probably not going to be good enough passer to be a quarterback. And since those practices, he's been relegated, moved back to the wide receiver position. Clearly, it appears Verica, with his leadership and all the experience and that year that he started most of that season when there were some quarterback issues at Virginia 2 years ago, you know, Verica got some valuable experience and probably would have played quite a bit last year if Sewell had not come back. I think Verica will do well at Virginia this year. I think they're trying to rebuild his confidence. It's an exciting time as they look at the quarterbacks that are in camp, but clearly that'll pick up quite a bit this summer when Rocco and the McGee player and some of those other kids, Strauss, although Strauss is there now, he'll have had the summer and the spring to develop. I think they're all auditioning for number two and number three on the chart. It's Verica's team next year, barring some kind of miracle, I think.
Yeah, you would think so, based on his experience and the opportunity to play in the spring. It would be very difficult for one of the new kids to come in as a first-year player, just show up in August and pick up the playbook and be ready to go. And Verica, I think, you know, hopefully the fact that it does seem that he is the guy will instill in him a level of confidence. We should mention we're still trying to get a hold of Coach Reed. It may be a situation where practice has run over a little bit, so we're having a hard time catching him on the phone. This is one of the risks of trying to schedule a coach at the tail end of a day of practice. We're continuing to try to catch up with Coach Reed and have him on as soon as we can get him. But back to Verica, you would think that, you know, one of the concerns as a player, you know, especially last year with the three quarterbacks, you know, in that first game of the year against William and Mary, it almost seemed like, you know, they were all running in and out of there. And I think from a player's perspective, you almost get the feeling that, you know, if I make a mistake or throw a bad ball, I'm coming out of the game, as opposed to having a sense that, hey, I'm the guy and I can relax a little bit, get comfortable, and go out there and do what's necessary to be successful.
All right, while we're trying to get Coach Reed, I think what we're going to do is go to our first break